Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey,
everybody. Great news.
Great news.
We've got new merch.
New merch. New shirts, baby. The new shirts, they were compiled by Rudy Jules saying that we're in a band together because we're in, this is the best Bad Friends band of all time. So they're right there. They're right point in the middle of us, I think. There they are.
Yeah, there they are.
Go to badfriendsmerch.com to get them. Badfriendsmerch.com. Also, I'm on tour. Come see me. AndrewSantino.com for tickets. I am... I'm going to be in Addison and Houston and Madison and Boston. Just go to AndrewSantino.com for tickets and check that out.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
If you go to school up north, you're not going to be here.
Yeah.
So then what?
No, she's, you know, I live with her.
Yeah.
Right? So every day I'm wearing her down. Oh, yeah. UC Davis.
So far.
It's rape free. It's a lot of rape going on.
Did you hear about all the crime that they've just had? They had that woman. Andreas, didn't that woman get stabbed in the eye coming out of like a.
Both eyes.
Both eyes. Out
yeah.
of like, just out
yeah.
of a.
With a penis.
With a penis.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unbelievable what's going on up there, Rudy.
Yeah, she got gouged her eyes.
Stabbing at UC Davis.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
Charges issued, campus stabbing. UC Davis.
And you think that lady in New York, you know, that old age, that so Filipino sad. Lady got attacked, right? In UC Davis? They like skinning the young. Filipino
oh
girls.
Yeah, you're done. You are done.
They
for.
Do. There's a whole Filipino girl skin trading underground
yeah.
black market there.
Yeah, on Bitcoin. People are using Bitcoin to buy Filipino skin.
It's skin. Yeah,
it's disgusting.
But Auntie Kalila's training.
Auntie Kalila, fuck Auntie Kalila. I'm here. I'm your uncle. All right. Now listen to me. All right. You're not going nowhere.
By the way.
Yeah.
What is she training you to fight?
Fight back.
Wow.
Oh,
what
really?
Skills do you know?
Really?
No, he's she's gonna sign me up for
you have the body of Jiminy Cricket. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Bare muscles.
With Let me your see. Little green cartoon arms.
Flex your arms.
No.
Pull
look
your
at those
shirt
things.
So we can see. Oh my god. Yeah.
It's skin, bone, and that's it.
Yeah.
No blood.
And the skin kind of like hangs on the bone.
Yeah, yeah.
There is
what
no that's
do,
you right
girl?
There. There's
Jiminy Cricket.
There's you for sure.
There you are.
Hi, I'm Rudy. Right.
Can we get her an umbrella?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can we get her a purple umbrella, please?
Rudy. I'm Rudy.
Yeah.
Do you know who that is, by the way?
From Pinocchio.
Wow.
What, dude?
Well,
bro.
She's
not, bro. She
I don't know if they have TV
not,
over there.
She's not mentally, you know.
Don't they just watch like cockfights? What do you guys do when you go out at night?
No, they watch those live.
Oh,
they don't watch
right.
it on TV.
There's no TV. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's live.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Pinocchio. Yeah, but look, Pinocchio is down there. So that's, you saw that at the bottom, didn't you?
No.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Which one of the dwarves, did you watch all the Disney movies?
I don't know.
Which one of the dwarves would she be of the dwarves? If we were the dwarf, if this was
100% sleepy,
sleepy for sure. What
bro,
would you be,
bro,
then?
Bro? Bro, oh my god, bro. Last night, so I'm using a printer.
Yeah,
she's sleeping downstairs because we're
remodeling upstairs.
No. We got dogs again.
Oh,
more
god.
Dogs. So we had one dog yesterday. Mm-hmm. This morning, that dog, Mr. Big, he's
Big.
Gone.
He died?
No,
he didn't die. Well. I don't know what happened, but but the sandwich today was
I mean,
very
we put him out on Ventura, and, then, and we found out what happened.
Then I take a nap. I wake up, right? And then guess what's there? Three puppies. Well, I'm taking a nap. That happened.
Where do you guys get these dogs, dude?
I have no idea.
Auntie Kalila gets a lot of
She's
Fuck,
like,
if you say Auntie Kalila one more time.
Yeah, he's sick of that.
Yeah, yeah. This is not TB.
Dude, right. you guys with dogs,
is, yeah.
it's like the bag lady. You know the old crazy bag lady who has like tons of...
Oh,
it's like Kalila's turning into a dog bag lady.
We want to help.
I know. So anyway, last night, right, it's like, I don't know, 2 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
She just went to bed.
At 2 a.m.,
right,
you just
so
go to bed.
She's sleeping downstairs because we have a Mr. Big.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no more ink in the printer. And I go, I don't want to... I'm not going to be able to... She goes, wake her up. See where the ink is.
Yeah.
So I go downstairs. She's on the couch. Jules. Jules, I mean, I'm not kidding you. 3 minutes. Jules! But five. Jules! I mean, hitting, you know what I mean? She does not wake up.
What is your problem?
She doesn't know. You have a sleeping problem.
No, it is. Honestly.
Yeah, that's why I can't wake up to my alarm.
Yeah, remember like last week?
Multi-alarms. Yeah. I know. You really do need to go consult someone about that.
No, we do.
What if something really real happens and they need you to wake up for it? What if an earthquake happens and all the walls are falling down? You're just going to be... You guys aren't going to
In every disaster movie, she's the one that dies.
Yeah, for sure.
Like Day After Tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
She, right? When New York's flooded,
yeah.
Right? She's just with the cab, you know, floating cabs. And she's just floating next to a cab.
Asleep going down 47th.
Yeah, yeah. Twister, right?
Right.
Just in the you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Sleeping in a tornado.
What else does that say? Volcano?
Yeah.
Right?
The lava slowly engulfing everyone in ash.
Right, and you would think that once the lava hit her toes,
no.
She would wake up. No. She's halfway in lava, and she'll still open her eyes.
And then finally, when it gets to here, she's like,
yeah.
Tito, Bob.
Yeah. The meteor is already in deep impact. The meteor is already on her. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
In the mushroom cloud, sleeping. Well, we got to get you some help. And by the way, you might get replaced on the show if you can't commit.
What's the nearest school that said yes? Phil?
Wait.
Philadelphia, University of Philadelphia.
Wait.
What the fuck?
I forgot.
No, looks like you're not going there.
Yeah. I know what it is.
What?
University of Riverside. UC Riverside.
Fullerton.
Oh, Fullerton. That's not far either. That's down south. That's Orange County, right?
Yeah.
You don't know. Why am I asking you?
Yeah, yeah. Is that close?
Fullerton is in Orange County. I'm almost positive. Pull it up on the thing.
It's an hour and a half drive.
Easy.
Yeah. But how is she going to, she can drive?
We'll send her a car or something. We'll get her. We have to figure it out. Or we can make Andres do it. Look at Andres already loading. Huh? Pete? Actually, you know what? Fancy B brings up a good point. Pete is the new rookie in town.
Yeah.
We should make Pete go get her.
Right. I mean, what is Pete?
Honestly, not a clue.
No, I mean, Pete just kind of like showed up one day.
This is Pete. Hey, I'm Pete.
Yeah, but he's so big too. He's just like, I'm Pete. Yeah. You know what I mean? That kind of like
he's on the computer right now, like, do they like me? Pete, we like you very much.
Yeah. He does something for you guys again.
He has something again for us? Oh, yeah. Pete, what have you got?
You know what this relationship is like? Of mice and men.
Yeah. Lenny.
Lenny. You're Lenny, dude.
Lenny.
I got you something.
Lenny, let me
see.
What
is this?
Thank you very much, Pete. Thank you so much, Pete. What is this?
It's not even fucking melted.
Hey, be nice. Be nice, Pete. What is this, Pete?
Apple pie.
Oh, it's the cheese pie we talked about.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, let's try it. How long has this been sitting out?
I don't know. If it's been sitting out,
it's hard as a rock.
It's hard as a rock.
I want to taste it. Because I've never done cheese on pie.
I can't do it.
Come on, Bob. You ate my pubes.
Oh, that's right.
Right. I think this is not that big of a deal. Okay, all right, this is shout out to my boy Jake Lacey, who told me about this, who's from the Northeast, and said cheese on pie is legit. Cheddar cheese on apple pie.
I get it.
You do already, away.
Yeah, I get it. I don't want another one, but I get it.
I get it.
Yeah, you can get it.
Oh, wow.
If it was hot.
Oh, if it was piping hot.
Piping hot and melted on there.
I get it.
I would 100% get it.
Are you liking it, Jules?
Yeah, I like it.
It's good, huh?
Yeah.
Pete, thank you, Pete.
That's interesting. So what kind of cheese is the best cheese?
Well, that's cheddar, right? Sharp cheddar?
I know what cheddar is.
No, that's what they say you use.
You have to use sharp cheddar?
Yeah, right?
Yep.
You can't. They say if you use other cheese, it just doesn't do. It doesn't do the thing. It doesn't taste like Swiss. Wouldn't taste good on here.
Right.
Yeah.
You should try it though.
We should do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll get Swiss next week.
Okay, right, take this away, Lenny. hold the mice.
Here we go. I love you, Pete. Thank you so much, Pete. What are you, by the way? You're full white, right? You're nothing else. I can't see behind the mask.
Sicilian, actually.
Yeah. Okay, Sicilian. So he's
what region? The Mongo. The Mongo region.
She wants to finish hers. Leave her. Yeah, she's gonna eat it. So mean.
He's so mean. But look at him,
Pete.
Because when I walk in here, he's always just the with his big fingers on the keyboard. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have an extra a big keyboard for your hands? He's got just gigantic hands.
So mean.
What did he say, Andres? We can't hear him.
Yeah.
He said yes.
Oh, okay. That's it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, right on. Well, thank you, Pete. Thank you for
you,
the pie.
Pete.
Pete.
That's so weird.
Rude. So listen, we're gonna huff you up here from Fullerton, but I'm hoping it's in Long Beach because that's not that far. Long Beach is just as easy. It's like 28 minutes away. But if you decide to go up north to school, you're going to get replaced. And we've already fished out. Andres spent some time fishing out Rudy replacements. Are you ready to see who might replace you?
Yeah.
All right, let's check it out. Let's see what they've got for the Rudy replacement. By the way, we don't want this. We should make this clear. This is what I do not want.
Because it's like, you know, it's lightning in the bottle. It's one in a million.
100%.
Because the reason why Jules was on this in the first place, she didn't want to come.
No.
No, Kalila was like, my girlfriend was just like, she's just going to get out of the house and do something, you know? And just like, and it's going to get her out of her shell. She's shy. She's a super shy girl, right?
Not anymore, you're not.
So she reluctantly came here.
Yeah. Yeah,
right? Well, that's... And she would dread every week for a while.
Yeah.
The first 15 episodes, just dreading it.
You hated it, huh? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to talk, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how do you feel now about talking?
It's more okay.
Yeah, it's more okay, right? Oh my God. So ungrateful.
It's more okay. You have 70,000 Instagram followers.
No.
How many?
57.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Look at her face.
Yeah. Why?
Because of bad
because
friends.
That's of right. Tito Andrew and Tito Bobby.
That's right.
Okay. And that's why.
And Fancy, but definitely not Pete. Just know that.
Yeah.
George.
Fancy for sure, definitely not Pete. And George has his baby now, right? His baby's out?
Yesterday, yep. Yeah.
And Andres said, and I'm gonna call out Andres right now. He said some shit before you guys came. I'm going to call out what you said. He goes, I was surprised. Their baby was cute. That's what I swear to verbatim.
Pretty cute. And it was so funny because the baby was born, and then, you know, I didn't do it. I mean, I heard it.
Sure.
I don't know how I heard it.
Yeah.
The baby's born. I was like, oh, it just didn't register.
Mm-hmm.
I just went about my day, played games.
Yeah, life goes on.
8 hours later, I'm at the dinner table, and she goes, what did you talk to George? She talked to, what did he say? I didn't talk to George.
Why would I?
She's like, what kind of human being are you?
Nothing. What did I do?
I called him when he was in the hospital. Did you call him?
No.
Did you call him to congratulate him?
I texted him about a work thing, and then he...
Don't be real. You haven't called him and congratulated him.
No, fuck no.
That's fucking weird.
Oh, big deal. It's just George.
I know. I know, that's how I felt about it. So then I had to make the call, and he picks up. He goes, hello? He's surprised that I called.
Here, hold on. You can read this. Hey, look at this.
Yeah. Let me read it.
Look, Wednesday. Read what it says on Wednesday.
So, Wednesday. What's up with the ads on Anchor?
That's what I said. What's up with the ads on? Because I'm like, what
is the
Anchor?
Out yet?
Yeah. No, read right below it. You'll see what he says in response. I go, what's up with the ads on Anchor? Because I'm trying to figure out what's going on
my
Anchor.
God. This is exactly... Hey, my wife's water broke this morning, so we're at Kaiser now, but Bryce can answer anything. Then you go, congrats! Like a fucking asshole.
Congrats! I guess.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care.
Oh my God.
Congrats to George. We do love him so very much. I'm very happy for him.
But I go, what's it like? Like, I didn't know what to, you know what I mean?
Well, what are you supposed to, what are guys supposed to say to other guys when they, to me, girls, it's a thing with weddings and babies, and girls are like, oh my God. But a guy is always like, cool.
Yeah, well, because once you get certain amount of information, like, the baby's here.
It's healthy.
And I ask, is it alive?
Yeah, it's alive. It's
and
healthy.
And she goes, it's alive. Great. I go, is it fine?
Yep.
Then there's no need to call.
Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, I have all the information I need. Right? After the, it, because it becomes a little bit more, you know, I don't want to say this word, but gay.
Yeah. Sure. You know, I don't know how, but it does, I guess.
It feels gay. It feels gay to go, you know what I mean?
What's the baby?
So how is your feel? What are you feeling?
How much,
when you ask another
how
guy,
much hair does it have?
Yeah.
What does it look like?
Yeah, what does it look like, you know? I asked some stupid question like, so, you know, was it everything that you ever dreamed of?
Well, you hate babies.
Yeah.
What did you say to George about George's baby? Did you say anything to him?
I didn't say anything.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for
and that's the route we should have taken.
Yeah, that's on brand.
Yeah.
When he said my wife's water broke and we're at the hospital, yeah. I should have blocked his number.
Yeah. Or just deleted his fucking information.
That's it. I don't need him anymore. He's out of my life. Congratulations to George and brand new baby. What's the name? Can we say the name? Nobody knows?
George.
It's a boy.
Thomas Kimmel.
It's a boy, right?
Wait, did you just hear? Oh my God. Andres.
No, it has to be that.
Are you making it up?
It has to be George because of the fact that it's George V, remember?
Because he's the fourth. No.
Is he the fifth?
George is the fourth. His son
is the baby's the fifth.
Yes.
Oh.
It has it's a part of the lineage.
See, this is the thing about whites that I don't like. I hate whites. That's a white thing to do. They don't do that they don't do that anywhere else in the world.
My dad's name is Bobby.
That's right.
Robert.
Yeah, but that's because of your descendants of Robert E. Lee, the great general that we love much. That's the weirdest thing in the world, though.
Yeah.
Why did you do a white thing? Why did he do that?
Like, if I had a baby, I would name it, because now
you would never name your kid Bobby.
You can go more, how do I say this? You can go more black with it.
What would your black baby be?
You could say whatever. I would say something that's never been said. Nitrous or.
Nitrous is tight.
Yeah.
That's a cool name.
Or guava. I don't know, citrus.
Ooh, guava is really good.
Yeah.
Come here, guava.
Yeah.
Guava Lee.
Metaphor.
Not metaphor.
Metaphysical.
Metaphysical Lee.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I think Guava Lee is so sick. Yeah, I'm not even kidding at all.
Guava Lee.
Sharp. I'm going to name my kid Sharp.
You could do whatever.
Sharp Santino. Yeah. Come here, Sharp.
You could just make a noise.
What's out? Come here, what's out? I want to see these Rudy kids. Yeah. So let's
see some of the
let's see the videos.
Videos.
And I'm going to temper my expectations on this.
But
whole thing.
But because they're replacing you. Yeah, get in. Yeah,
we bought her a fucking mic
she's
arm.
She's the fucking worst.
And it goes right to your face.
It's sleepy. Listen, Jules.
Yes.
You have to vote. You have to figure out. You have to, right?
Yeah, she
this
has to vote.
This person's replacing you.
So pay attention.
So pay attention.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Cheeto Bobby. Hi, Cheeto Andrew. And, of course, the rest of the Bad Friends crew. Andres, Rudy, of course, including the other guy I'm not going to mention. Because why the fuck would I?
Okay.
Check.
Okay. Props.
Well, anyway, this is not really an addition, but more of a plea to allow me to replace Rudy on the Bad Friends podcast.
Interesting.
A little meaty.
I think I'd be a wonderful addition. I'm very frail. Look at this wrist, right?
Pretty good.
I do like skinny, frail people. That's
you know,
funny.
Like a pound over 90. Also, I have an indent in my chest, so that kind of makes me a freak like both Tito Bobby and Tito Andrew.
Cool.
Andrew, of course, who's a ginger, and Tito Bobby, who...
That's you kissing my ball.
Yeah.
You know. But, my name's Peter. I forgot to say that.
Oh, yuck. We already got one.
That's open kinda,
yeah,
with
that's
one.
My plea. I'll do anything. Bobby, I'll suck your little dumpling.
Okay.
I like this guy.
I like him.
All right. Well, we can't say anything. You have to. This is on you.
So that's one.
All right. Let's get.
What's your opinion so far?
Oh, yeah.
He was funny.
Okay.
Thanks for that in-depth interview.
Oh, my God.
It's like, it's like pulling fucking molars. Yeah. It's so hard to get anything out of her sometimes.
You should do a TED Talk.
Yeah.
With the kind of information.
Here we go. Wait, let's.
Oh, a woman's
wait,
good.
One second, though. Yeah. Honestly. If he's interviewing for you, you're the fucking CEO of Rudy Enterprise. This guy comes in for a job. He just interviewed. What do you say?
It's good to know you. You were really funny.
We can't replace
her. No.
This is insane.
Yeah,
it's never going
to
work.
He wouldn't even answer it that way.
I know.
That's like a clever, that's her
classic.
Own brand. You know what I mean? Less is more. Less is more.
Less is more with
yeah,
her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's see this girl with too many air conditioning units behind her. Let's go.
Hey, I'm Savannah. I'm 20 years old. I know that I'm a white girl, but I'm also gay, so I think that even seems out of
okay, we do. Okay.
I'm actually being held hostage by the entire state of Utah. Mormons may seem nice, but they're really scary, especially when you're gay.
Oh.
Anyway,
oh.
You can try to as soon as possible. That would be great. Mm. My brother told me to apply because apparently I am the worst friend on the entire planet. Now, in conclusion, I think that I would be a great contender for a bad friend.
Yeah.
Because I'm short, fat, Korean, and I sleep in until 3 every day.
She's the shit.
Yeah, I like her.
Sorry, I shouldn't. We're voicing our opinion.
No, I like her.
She's awesome.
Okay.
So, but, by the way, she has knives in the background, which I love. Look at the knife connection.
Yeah.
Put her, so. For the ones that we really like, why don't we put them aside or mark them or something? Savannah's her name?
Yeah.
She's fucking great. And by the way, a white gay woman on here?
That'd be great.
That'd be great.
Yeah. But she's missing the innocence.
No, she's in Utah. She's being held
captive.
Yeah, but
there's a quality about her that's kind of like, almost as if...
That's irreplaceable.
No, we can maybe find it.
Well, we'd have to buy another Filipino off the internet.
I don't
know. We have to like go search.
What are they running for? $59.95? What are they?
Get your own custom Filipino today. $49.99, two easy payments plus shipping and handling. We would, by the way, we wouldn't pay for the upgraded shipping for that, would we?
No, we would just
get the regular, the boat. All right, who else is on there? I think a girl. Girls are preferable
keep going.
Replace
this is fun.
A girl. We don't need another dude.
Oh, a little.
All right, look at this guy. All right.
Look at this guy. Cute.
Hi, bad friends. My name's Anthony. I'm 19, and I have what it takes to be the next Rudy. I live in L.A. I live in Wisconsin. I don't live in L.A. I have a lot of mental trauma, and I love you guys. And I have a lot of traits that two men would want in a woman. Andrew Santino, you totally forgot that you had a show in Wisconsin last week. And you said, oh, I've got shows in Salt Lake City and Boston. But I forgot the other one, and that was Wisconsin, unfortunately. So I got my tickets refunded because you do not care about your fans. And now you guys are going in a microwave. All right. Goodbye.
He ruined his phone just for the bit. That's great.
Wow.
Wow. Good for that. Who's that? Was that kid Anthony?
That
very
was
good.
Really good.
I like him.
He's a distorted Matt Damon. Almost.
What do you think?
I like him, but he seems aggressive.
Yeah, all right. That's good.
Perfect.
You read that. That's good.
Honestly, please take notes next to it that says, I like but aggressive. Actually, rename it. Rename the file Anthony in parentheses, I like but aggressive. I need to have her quotes on the files. I like but aggressive. And then what did you say about, let's mark for first guy, Peter. What did you think about the first guy again? What was your instinct with him?
He's funny.
He's funny. Yeah, great. Yeah. That's all we need to say.
Yeah, he's funny.
And Savannah, number two, the girl that we just had. What did we say about her?
I like her.
I shouted, I like her.
Please write, I shouted, I like her. Very good. Well, dude, so far we got three good candidates and a guy who ruined
his
phone.
Keep it going.
Keep it going.
We could not tell you why, though, that guy's good. He didn't really ruin the phone.
No,
because he cut early.
Yeah.
Right. So they made a sound effect later, I think.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was really good.
Very smart.
Clever. Okay.
All right,
here we go.
Another lady.
Bad friends. It's Gianna from Texas for like the third time.
Oh yeah, we know her.
Masks, orangutan tips. I'll definitely love to be a temporary Rudy for you guys. Until you find the Rudy that you love. You have someone on that will make you laugh.
She's, you know what's great about
her? There's something
her?
About her that's very, like, perfect for us.
Because she doesn't give a fuck. I love how little she gives
she
a fuck.
She doesn't, yeah.
She's like running errands. What do you say about her?
She's very warm. I like her presence.
Okay.
She also,
very warm. I like her presence.
For somebody to look at their own breasts and go, yeah, they're orangutan.
That's what she said to us on the call. She's like, I got orangutan tits.
That's cool.
She's the shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I like her very much.
I don't know what orangutan tits look like.
Sure you do.
I know.
I do know. Helix sleep.
Let me tell you something about Helix Sleep, Andrew.
Yep.
My brother, about 20 years ago, I bought him a mattress at IKEA.
Okay.
And he slept on that mattress for 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah, yeah. And it was slanted. There was like bugs in it.
Yeah, bed bugs.
Bed bugs, yeah. And my brother couldn't sleep well. So I got him a Helix Sleep.
Yeah.
Every single day, he'll text me and go, or call me and go, thank you so much. It's like I'm sleeping in heaven.
That's amazing.
It really is.
No, they are so nice.
They're so nice.
Well, here's what's annoying about Helix Sleep. I have one in the house in the guest bedroom. And when people come over, it's more comfortable than our bed that we had in our room. So then we had to get another one.
Yeah, and everybody's unique, right?
Yep.
You're unique. You're red and weird looking, right?
Orange, but yeah.
Yeah, and Helix knows that. So they have several different mattress models to choose from. They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses. Mattress is great for cooling you down if you sleep hot. And even a Helix Plus mattress for plus size folks.
Like you. Helix Sleep has a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete and matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. And I'm telling you, it does work because it feels so nice because I don't like super soft mattresses and we have the perfect one. It's
so
nice.
You also take a quick quiz.
Yeah, that's what it is.
A simple quiz.
Yeah.
And they send you the perfect mattress for your body, even for plus size guys like me.
Like you. Helix is awesome. You don't need to take our word for it. They were awarded the number one overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired Magazine, baby. Just go to helixsleep.com/badfriends, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life.
They have a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights, risk-free. They even pick it up for you if you don't love it. But you will!
You will. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/badfriends. That's helixsleep.com/badfriends.
Liquid IV. Oh, my God. This is
love,
my favorite product
love this
ever.
Stuff.
Because
if you haven't tried it, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Because it's like water's boring.
Water is very boring.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
this
nothing
stuff,
to
man,
it.
Jazzes it up.
Big
get,
time.
Yeah, you get nutrients and
the liquid IV plus immune support is so good. By the way, everyone is trying to fight off whatever else is going on out there. So first thing in the morning before a workout, if you feel run down, hungover, which I do often, Liquid IV helps you take care of all that nonsense.
It just makes you feel great and it makes you feel healthier. And they've donated over 10 million sticks to people around the world as well. So they're good people.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. And the new Hydration Multiplier Plus has vitamin C and it boosts your immune system,
zinc,
which we all need right
zinc
now.
Zinc as well.
Zinc as well
and
is in there.
Can I just say something about this stuff, man?
Yeah.
I love flavors.
Yeah.
This has the best flavor.
It does have the best flavors. If you're sick of just drinking regular tap water.
Boring.
Juice it up with some Liquid IV. Make it feel good. All right. It's the optimum ratio of glucose, sodium,
potassium.
It's future
drinking because it's like, you know, it's a blend of the most by cell. It has cellular transport technology.
Yeah. Pretty
good.
That's
like from Blade Runner stuff. Man.
And check this out. I know Bob loves this.
Yeah.
With every purchase, Liquid IV donates a serving of Liquid IV to someone in need. So we're helping people while you're helping your body feel good and it tastes good. All right.
Sir.
Get your Liquid IV's Hydration Multiplier Plus Immune Support in bulk at Costco or order it online. Get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com. Use the code BADFRIENDS at checkout.
That's 25% of anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code BADFRIENDS at liquidiv.com.
Anchor.
If you haven't heard about Anchor,
it's the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
Oh, please.
It's free.
Awesome. That's cool.
There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer.
You do it from your phone, like on the go?
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
And on the bus or the subway, you can do it.
That's cool.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Go ahead.
You can make money from your podcast, too. No minimum listenership. How about that? You can make money with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Where do we have to go, Bob?
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Here's Nathan.
I'm auditioning for Rudy on the Bad Guys podcast because I'd
Perfect.
Be a good replacement. You know, like I'm Filipino. I like knives. I like anime as well. I'm not quiet, though. So if you want,
okay.
You're...
Mm-hmm.
Give me a call.
Well, I get it, and
he's
I
cute.
Like it. Yeah. What do you say, Rude?
He's very honest.
He's very honest.
Very honest.
Man, you're so descriptive.
Yeah.
I mean,
she should work for like a company that like describes things on like for you know I mean like
yeah.
on food
does
food.
Descriptions of
yeah, yeah 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 for advertise an advertisement agency.
Imagine if she worked at an advertising agency
yeah, yeah.
and they were like, Rudy, how's that drink? And she's like, it's warm and I like liquid. Like, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, you're in. All right, let's get another woman. Let's get another lady.
Is there another lady?
Well, I mean,
I think ladies would work because here's the problem. Mm. You and I, you're very alpha male-y.
Correct. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
I can
very,
be. I'm a cross between both.
I
can be innocent and like being the victim, but I can also be.
No, yes, I'm sorry.
I
correct.
Do a victim thing.
No, the best. Well, you're the best
yeah,
victim.
Yeah, I'm very
I know.
Victim, like, oh, poor 100%. Me, this
yep.
and that. But then I can also go real alpha male and attack.
And mean.
And be a bully
aggressive.
And mean, right?
100%.
So I'm between. So we're both, you know, we need somebody.
Female
that's why
energy.
She works, is because yeah. she has none of that.
Yeah. All right, this is who is this? This is Billy. All right, let's see Billy.
Hi, this is my audition for the I Want to Be Rudy thing that you posted. I'm not sure how these go or what you're supposed to say in them. I'm not an actress or anything, but my name's Billy and I'm half Colombian. I was born in Venezuela though. I grew up in Indonesia. I don't know what you're supposed to talk about in these things. I love the show. I started watching it probably about 6 months ago or something like that, and only recently heard about Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino probably about a year and a half ago or something.
Okay.
And I just love the show. I think it's great and I'd love to be a part of it. And I don't know what else to talk about, but if you need any more information, you can get in touch with me.
You know what?
You know what I'm gonna say?
What?
The only person that would match her innocence so far
I
has been that girl.
I think she's the best.
She's so far the best.
So innocent. So sweet and normal.
She's sincere and
yeah.
authentic. And
yeah.
she can tell that she's a little scared. And,
a little
you know,
scared.
And she doesn't really know what's going on. I really like her a lot.
Honestly.
What do you think?
She's the best.
Rudy likes her so
much. Put that
much.
Down. She's the best.
She's the best.
Yeah.
Something about her was so honestly and innocent. And like, she honestly, she was like, I don't know. I don't, I think she, and I think in the middle of the filming, she was like, I don't even know if I want to do this.
Right.
That's kind of why.
Yeah. I don't know how, she, I like those, I don't know how this goes.
Yeah. It's great.
You know what I mean?
Billy, you're in the front, according to Rude.
She's number one right now.
Number one.
Any more women?
Any more girls?
How many more women?
Jasmine.
Let's just look at the women.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Already, okay. Already, the look is there.
I mean, what do you, what, by, okay.
Hi, Andrew. Hi, Bobby. Hi, Rudy and everybody at Bad Friends.
Okay.
Before I begin my audition tape, I actually wanted to take the time and tell you guys that I did create a jingle. This was a couple weeks ago for Bad Friends. It's not perfect yet, but I do want to just, you know, sing it for you guys, and I hope that you guys like it.
Oh, so cool.
Here it goes. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening. We like being funny and laughing all the way. Here we got Andrew and Tito Bobby. Don't forget about Jules. She's quiet but naughty. But anyways, we'll see you next week. Thank you for being a bad friend.
Wow.
But anyways, my name is Jasmine, and I am 27 years old, and I am from New Jersey. I don't currently live in California, but it's always been a dream of mine to live in LA, just because I've always wanted to work in the entertainment space, preferably in music, but, you know, anything along those lines, just so I could work my way up, you know, and learn about the industry, the backbone, you know, everything that goes with it. I do have 2 degrees. I have a bachelor's and a master's in communications. I learned everything with marketing, social media, broadcasting, and public relations. I am a freelance social media manager.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we're gonna. Can we?
I want to go to the end. I want to go to the end.
Okay.
We're going to.
No,
don't. Go. Just play it all the way through. I want to listen to the whole thing.
Okay.
Hope to hear from you guys. Bye.
Bye.
She look.
She's sweet.
She, first of all,
number one.
First of all, the song was fucking
amazing,
dope.
Right.
That was dope.
She's a go-getter.
Big time.
She wants it. Go-getter.
She does.
Right?
I feel like someone like this, honestly, is not a Rudy, but also is very, like, she's someone that could be on the Bad Friends team. I don't know. I mean,
she could replace some other people I know.
You talking about Fans?
No, it's other people.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Honestly, I want you to sing kind of what she said. So, you know, as close as you can. Yeah. Okay.
You are funny and Tito Andrew not so fun. I like working at Bad Friends a lot.
It's good enough.
The lyrics are great.
The lyrics are
How many do we have left? One more girl, right?
We have one more girl, yeah.
Let's see the good last one.
The lyrics are great, by the way.
Yeah. I love that, whatever that is.
That's a tapestry of something.
Tapestry.
Hi.
Hi,
Bobby, Santino.
Hey.
Fancy B. Rudy Jules, and the one that shall not be named.
That's right.
My name is Mia Seals. And I'm 22 years old. I just graduated with an art degree. Get closer to the mic. I think this is close.
Good.
Okay. Although I do not eat 4 Uncrustables a day, I do like Attack on Titan.
it's like he's going to prison.
No, but that's a...
The thing is that I'm a young female. I can do the job.
Oh,
she's cool.
She's good.
I like her. She's cool.
Because you can tell she's a fan. She's
what do you
slated,
say?
Because we talked about slating one time.
Yeah, she's slated.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
What do you say, Rude?
I feel like she's a top two.
Okay, top two. Write it down. I feel like she's a top two.
Two.
By the way, we didn't even have Rudy comment, and I apologize about Jasmine. What did we say about Jasmine again? What did we say about her?
She's very sweet, but her speech was very long.
Write that down. It's very sweet, but very long. Yeah, yeah.
So would you say, is there any guys worth looking at? Have you seen the videos, right?
Is there
a guy that's worth looking at? I mean, they're all worth looking at, obviously.
Well, there's just too many is what you mean. Oh, boy.
Oh, already know.
Well, I already...
already know. All right, okay.
Tito Bobby.
That's a great video, dude. Dude, can we give that guy a gig? Whatever it is, that's awesome.
We
gotta
get him something.
That's so good.
That was good.
That's all he did.
That's all he did.
Play that again. That's so fucking good. Dude, that guy knocked it out of the fucking park.
It's simple. Less is more.
Tito Bobby.
Yes, bro.
Dude.
I gotta tell
you. What do you think?
He's funny.
He's funny.
Thanks, Jules.
Thank you.
Oh my God, today.
Is there another one?
He's funny. Honestly, he's really good.
He's
David.
Really good.
Joseph.
Okay.
Here's Joseph. Every time I read a name, I just do it with a Philippine. Joseph.
Tito Bobby. I think Lila said you can't go out because of COVID. You know,
is it raining?
You can't go to Starbucks. But, you know, close to the mic. I like anime, because they got cute eyes, and they're petite. Well, but Tito Bobby, oh come on, man. Udi, huwag mong iwan yung bad friends. Bad friends yun eh. Sila Bobby, Tito Bobby mo, Tito Andrew mo. Iiwan mo na lang. No, come on, don't leave bad friends.
Aww.
You're Filipino. No. You know, you can do anything, like, you know, get tortured and still live on. You know, like our ancestors, you know, with the Spaniards, like Fancy B.
Yeah.
You know, come on, putaina, kaya mo yan. You can do it, motherfucker. Come on.
That guy's
I understand, like him.
Do you understand his language?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
He just said, it's bad friends, don't leave. And it's Tito Bobby, he's funny. Tito Andre, he's funny.
What was the last part? Was that bang bang, come on?
He said putangina, motherfucker.
What? Oh, motherfucker. Putani, wait.
Putanima.
Putanima?
Putangina.
Putangina.
Putangima.
Ina.
Ina.
Putangina.
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 I'm saying it good, right? Putangina.
Yeah, make it faster. Putangina.
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 Ah, putangina.
Yeah, like
putangina.
That.
Putangina. Great.
Yeah.
Can I say that now?
Yeah.
Putangina.
That's motherfucker. Mm. Cool. Putangina.
I'm gonna write it down, actually.
Yeah.
I'll do it later. I live with you.
So of all these people so far, I guess what we've come to is you like Billy.
Billy's number one.
Okay. So maybe we'll have to reach out and do like a Zoom with Billy. And see if maybe she qualifies.
Oh, by the way, George Lopez says hi.
Hey, what's up, George?
He did.
Okay, hi. Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
How that was? Oh, right. You did the cast. That's true.
No, what did he cast? He did. He did Tiger Belly.
Yeah, he did the podcast.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What I meant. He did the cast.
Oh, cast.
Guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me ask one real question about George. What was he early?
Way early.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know?
He's notoriously prompt, is the way I'll say it.
No, really? That's... Because he was like. We were like, I was smoking outside, no shirt on. I was in my balcony. I'm like, oh, we have 20 minutes. He's not going to be. Right?
I've heard that he is remarkably sharp.
And he was right there.
Yeah.
In my driveway.
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
I think he takes things very serious in the business in that regard.
Yeah.
That's why, dude, that's a marking of someone that I see that's been in the game for a long time, that's good at what they do. Mm-hmm. It's like Steve Harvey, where you're like, oh, this motherfucker.
They have this old school professionalism.
Yes, dude.
Right? Because I remember when I was in the late 90s.
Yeah.
The first time I opened for somebody, I was going to Texas. I think I was opening for Pauly in Addison or something, right?
Yeah.
And I was taking a flight, and George Lopez was in the middle seat of a Southwestern airline. I'd already seen him on Arsenio. And I was just thinking to myself, wow, he's not in first class. He's just sitting middle seat. And what a work ethic. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Dude, yeah.
What a work ethic. And then every time I would go on the road, he was always somewhere,
yeah.
Working somewhere.
But those guys,
grinding it out.
You said it. The professionalism of that generation is fucking unmatched. Those guys were just the top tits because they knew there's so much competition back then.
Mm.
Now people can make their own work.
Yeah, I find it to be far more difficult now, do you think, or no?
Well, here's the thing. I think there were so few jobs back then that you had to be so good and so on your shit, right? Where now we make our own, like this is our own show.
Well, in the 80s.
It's just different.
But in the, okay, first of all, in the 80s, there was never a boom like there was in the late 70s and 80s.
Sure.
In the 80s, of like every city five or six comedy clubs would spring up.
Yeah, it was like,
right?
A, it was like
and everyone's grandmother was doing it, and right. mother, or right. everyone was doing it.
Well, when you started, how many people, when you, okay, because you
so start, I started what they called the dark ages.
In 90...
95.
Five.
Yeah.
When you started, it was dog shit. Everyone had dropped out. The clubs had all failed.
The clubs were closing. Nobody right. was doing it anymore. It wasn't yeah. like the cool thing to do.
Right.
And so I'm lucky in this way, sense that, like, you know, it was the people that were doing it were the ones that were really doing, like, should be doing it.
Or the ones that were, like, survivalists. Like, they were going
to. Yeah, because people would go, you're doing stand-up comedy. Why?
Right. What a nightmare.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Terrible.
But that generation, that his generation that made it through all that shit, too. I mean, because they had to go from things are great to, oh, my God.
To the dark ages,
and
yeah.
now they're back up again.
Yeah. And his, you know, he was very nice, you know.
He's a smart, I'll tell you this.
He didn't say hi.
I know he didn't. He's a smart dude. He's a smart dude. He's very funny.
Yeah.
And it's that generation of guy that I do think I respect very much about what they did for the game. And like, honestly, it's up to us to do that for the next, because it's not, the thing is changing, dude.
I mean, did you see, I wanted to be so supportive, but Coming to America too?
I did not watch it. I did see it on my Netflix or whatever. What is on HBO?
I don't know.
Amazon.
But there was a
scene. Is it Amazon?
Yeah.
Oh. And you want to root for it, right?
No, I don't. Because our friends are in it?
No, you just kind of want to root for, because it's comedy.
No, I don't. I disagree. I don't like sequels in that regard. I think it's like, leave those things alone. I've always been that way. I'm like, why? We don't.
All right, but that's why I saw it.
No, I didn't need Dumb and Dumber again. I don't need.
Caddyshack
2.
I'm just telling you why I saw it.
I don't want Animal House again. Leave these things alone.
I know.
Leave them alone.
I know.
All right, so you support it, but yeah, we have friends that are in it, so which is
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I have so many people that I know. So many people.
Very
in,
nice.
Right? But I couldn't get through. There's in the opening, right?
Is it bad?
Oh my God,
it's that bad.
It's like, so what's the fucking McDowell's?
Yeah, McDowell's. It was called McDowell's, right? Yeah.
So I don't know what's the country that Eddie Murphy's character comes from. Is it a African country that's like
Zamunda? Yeah,
Zamunda, right?
Yeah.
So now there's a McDowell's
in Zamunda. Very funny. I like that.
Right. So there's a scene where, you know, Eddie Murphy, you know, Arsenio Hall's character,
yeah.
they're all at McDowell's
in Zamunda.
Yeah, and it's shot in a weird way where it's like, basically, it's a wide shot, essentially, right? And you have, you know, the main cast, but then you have people around them, staying around them, and everyone says something. But Louis Anderson's there.
Love.
Who, like, because he was in the first movie.
He worked at McDowell's.
Yeah, in Chicago or wherever it might have been, right?
He was the mop boy at McDowell's.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So now he lives in Zamunda. Everyone's there because he's a, you know, Louis's doing great.
Yeah.
It is.
Say it.
If I wanted to take my iPad, I was watching on my iPad, right?
yeah.
Lay it down on my hardwooden floor.
Or put it in a microwave.
Put my anus against, you know, the screen and just
shit your way through it.
Yeah. It was that bad.
Really? Not one joke made you laugh?
It just the whole thing made me cringe.
But, be honest. Was it because of the reminiscence of how much you liked the original, or was it because it was just...
It just didn't seem right. It's almost as if, like, we were living in a different dimension, right? Like,
right.
I was, like, some evil dimension.
Right.
Right? And, like, I was, like, tied to, like, a chair made out of meat carcasses. You know what I mean? And there were, like, yeah. eyeballs flying by with wings, right? Right? And, like, you know, I see my hands and there's teeth, like... Right, and I'm being right, and there's like a fat lady that's slimy,
yeah.
right, with like two forks sticking out of her eyes, right, like right,
yeah,
and then and the lady with the forks, right, she comes and gives me the iPad and shows me the scene, and I'm in this meat carcass scene, you know what I mean, that's what it felt like. Like, it was a nightmare.
By the way, that's the best movie review I've ever heard in my life.
ShipStation. Oh my God, I love ShipStation. I'll tell you why. We use it here at Bad Friends.
That's right, we do. If you're selling stuff online, you're definitely in the right business. More people are shopping online than ever.
That means a lot of orders coming in and a lot of orders you'll need to ship out fast.
That's right. That's why online sellers like you need ShipStation, baby. No matter how much you sell or what you sell, they make it super easy to manage and ship all your orders and your sales channels faster, cheaper, and more efficiently.
import orders from any sales channel.
That's right. Ship with any carrier.
Access discounted shipping rates.
And automate just about any shipping task. We use it. We love it. No matter what you're selling, the Amazon, Etsy, or your own website, they funnel all your orders into one simple interface. And Bob and I are going to continue to use ShipStation so you can grab our merch and all the other stuff that we're going to be putting out to you guys in the future. Small businesses now can access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies. So it's pretty
it's
good.
It's got a 5-star review rating everywhere.
Everywhere. All right. You need to use it. Ship more in less time, you guys. Use the offer code BADFRIENDS to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2-month free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Go to ShipStation.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the page. Type in Bad Friends. ShipStation.com. Enter code Bad Friends.
Make ship happen.
HelloFresh.
Oh my God. You know what, Andrew?
Yeah.
The best hamburger I've ever had in my life
was HelloFresh.
Oh my God.
No, seriously.
Because Jules and I, the other night, we had a HelloFresh and we picked it up, right? And we made that hamburger. How good was it?
Really good.
Yeah,
pretty good. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. They let you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking very easy, fun, and affordable.
Because, you know, cooking and, you know, and it's stressful.
It's annoying.
Right?
Yeah.
HelloFresh cuts out all the stressful meal planning and grocery store trips. And you can just enjoy cooking and get a dinner on the table in 30 minutes or less.
No, it is good. 10 to 20 minute meals, low prep, quick breakfast and lunches. They got over 25 recipes to choose from. We will do sometimes the vegetarian ones, and I'm not a vegetarian, but those are good too. I got to tell you.
It's also a healthier lifestyle because everything, all the ingredients are clean.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And it's so cool.
They offer the flexibility you need with customizable orders every single week. You can change your delivery days and food preferences, skip a week if you need to. So, you know.
Also, it's like, you know, I don't cook and stuff, and it's like when I open up a HelloFresh, you know, a box.
It's easy.
And I look at the ingredients and the directions. It's like I can make it myself.
Yeah.
It's easy. And I, you know, for a split second, I feel like I'm a gourmet chef.
You are a gourmet chef. These are very easy to follow, and it always comes out pretty good.
Go to HelloFresh.com/BadFriends12 and use code BADFRIENDS12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping.
Go to HelloFresh.com/BadFriends12. Use the code BADFRIENDS12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping.
Right. And it was just, at that point, right, I was sweating.
Yo, you were getting
my
nervous.
Shirt off was off, and I was like, you know what I mean? Like, I was having a panic.
Yeah.
And because I love the first movie.
I mean, literally one of my favorite movies of all time. Yes.
Classic, right? Yes. And then they're doing, then you could see they're doing other people's, you know, they have the other characters.
Well, they were using old jokes too?
No, yeah. Arsenio is playing the other characters. They, you know, they play 3 or 4 different characters.
Yeah, at the
right?
barbershop.
But it's like, Arsenio's so old. He still looks like the old guy. You know what I mean? Like that there's a preacher guy who's old too.
Yeah, yeah.
They look the same age now. Like it's as almost as if they didn't even have to do makeup or whatever.
They're like, you're good.
You have to watch it. It's something special.
Well, I wanted to watch it, but I didn't. Because I like supporting our people that we know that are in things. But
yeah.
But my issue with those things, I'm telling you, I hate remake or like not remakes, but what's that called, Andres?
Sequel?
What is it?
Sequel?
It's not really a sequel because they're remakes.
Reboot.
No, that's right. It's reboot. That's exactly right. It's called a reboot. Yeah. Like Ghostbusters. It was a reboot. It wasn't a sequel. It wasn't a remake. The all-female cast was a reboot.
Okay, so I'm trying to think of I haven't heard of one reboot in my mind that I said, oh, I'm glad they did that.
All right, I'm thinking about it right now. Let me think.
Because there was one called that was one of the worst movies ever made. It was called Flatliners.
Oh, I remember Flatliners.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that movie.
So the first movie was okay as growing up.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
They redid it.
I know.
Oh, my God. Wait. And I always watch them.
Right.
Oh, you know what?
There you go. What about Godzilla?
Yeah, the first Godzilla, the 2014 Godzilla with Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, it was great.
Was great.
Yeah, it was so good.
That was good.
Okay, so we got one.
Okay, but I just saw another Kong versus.
No, I wouldn't watch it. I refuse.
Why?
I just don't want that. It's just because I can't see it in a movie theater, honestly.
Yeah.
I need to see that in a movie theater. Why am I watching that at my house on my iPad?
It's just.
The movie theaters are open.
Are they open again?
Yeah, they are.
Not here in LA.
I saw
you
in the theater.
You went to see a movie?
Yeah.
Why the.
Also, when they advertise it, you know, premiering on at movie theaters and IMAX, HBO Max.
Right.
It's like, I'll watch it here.
I'll watch it here. Yeah, but that movie, what did you go see in the theater, Dres?
I went to see the Kong versus Godzilla.
Okay. What did you think of it?
And how was it?
It was pretty bad.
But here's what takes me out of it in the beginning, right? It's just, they show Kong, right?
Yeah.
in the jungle, right, Andreas?
Yeah.
And he's like, he wakes up, he smells the, you know, trees.
Yeah.
And then there's a waterfall, and he's taking a shower.
Cute.
Right? Like a cute, it's cute. Almost as if Kong, you know what I mean? He seemed way too human, right? And cute for me, right? And as soon as they did that, and also, you can tell it's CGI.
They couldn't get a real Kong?
No, that's not my point, man.
I know what you're saying.
No, my point
but
is...
But let me ask this. Is there a reason they humanized him? For the sake of the story of the film, Andres?
No, it was just like the scene in Shrek, you know, like kind of like that opening in Shrek, making
that,
it
so that
cute.
Wasn't a, that wasn't like a choice. That was just a thing they did.
Yeah,
it wasn't for the film.
It's like a video game. The whole movie is.
Here's my point. Okay, my point. I'm not a movie reviewer, but here's my point. Okay, the what makes that Godzilla from 2014 good?
Yeah,
is you don't see Godzilla until like 25% in the movie.
All right, so we'll poo-poo that.
But you know what? When they do American remakes in movies, right? Like the Ring, the American Ring.
Yeah, it was good.
Was scary.
I liked it. Yeah, it was.
Oh, have you seen? You saw the American Ring?
I think.
Good.
Mm. I don't remember
the Ring.
Yeah, I watched the Ring.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You've been on the show now for so long. Even if you didn't, just say yes. And just okay. Go with it. The American Ring was good. You liked it, right? Bob?
I saw the Ring with you.
No. Yes.
Thank you, Rudy. Very good. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. That was a test.
That was so good. Rudy Jules.
Oh, yeah.
Swish. God, you're good.
Yeah. But so I bring this up because... LeBron is doing
Space Jam. Yeah, no thanks.
But did you see the trailer?
The original is one of my favorites.
But did you see the trailer though?
Yes, it looks cool.
Pretty good.
It looks cool, but
I know.
It's just something about and also Michael Jordan.
Right.
Michael Jordan. What do you mean? Michael Jordan.
But it's also, you know, at one point these movies like Predator or whatever these movies are, yeah. Right? At one point these movies were original.
Planet of the Apes, right?
That's, right. So Ghostbusters when you first saw it, you had never seen anything like it.
Yep.
It's like, you know, it's played real, but the ghosts are, you know, I mean, goofy and cartoony.
Totally.
Four really funny people, you know what I mean, in the movie, right? And it's just like, it's action-packed. It's family-friendly,
yeah,
right?
To a degree.
Adults like it, you know what I mean, because Bill Murray's like the king at the time, you know, in terms of, he still is, right?
Yeah.
And it worked,
and
right?
Harold Ramis is a genius.
It is a genius. So my point is that, you know, at one point, these movies were original. It came from somebody's mind,
right?
And it's fresh, right? And then when you redo it, it's like, what happened to creativity? Let's take a fucking risk.
Well, they don't want to take a shot right now because Hollywood's owned by China, and we have to have films that sell well overseas. Andres, am I right?
Absolutely.
100%. You have to have these films all have to do well overseas now. It used to be independent studios could exist. They could invest in a small movie like Lorne Michaels' Slate used to get more love, right? Like a sketch on SNL could be a fucking dynamite movie.
Yeah.
Now those things are impossible to make.
Yeah.
Coneheads, one of my favorite movies of all time. Coneheads was so funny.
Yeah.
Talking about an original concept, an alien family that gets to fit in with a normal family. He becomes the most beloved guy in his neighborhood. Dan Aykroyd was so fucking funny in that. That movie couldn't be made now. Who
yeah.
You'd have to sell that with, like, I don't know, fucking Chris Hemsworth and what
Jackie Chan maybe. Yeah, maybe because you're right.
Yeah, it just you can't. It's just not the same. You know what we watched last night? I put up a clip online 2 nights ago. We watched Beverly Hills Ninja, Farley's movie.
Mm.
Bro,
yeah,
I fucking loved that movie.
Yeah,
And I watched it again, thinking, is this going to be as funny now?
Yeah.
Yep. Didn't miss a fucking beat. It was so fucking funny.
That's why when you watch something like, I mean, think about this, like Doctor Strangelove.
I mean, what a great film.
Right?
Yeah.
A movie like that will never happen again.
Maybe.
I mean, the odds of it though. You know what I want to do right now? Because I've never really done this. I'm going to tell you, and this is really true. I'm not just saying this out of my own mind, right? Just to, you know, my top 10 movies are movies that everyone has to see because they're movies they'll never make again. Type of movies.
Okay.
I'm not going to do 10 of them. I'll just do two or three.
Okay.
Oh, I know, but you just seem so disappointed in it.
Well, because I was like, whoa, cool. You're going to do 10.
I just can't. Because I'm just thinking of it right now. Okay. Right?
All right, give it.
So Peter Sellers in the movie Being There.
Being There.
Did you see it?
No.
Paris, Texas.
I've seen Paris, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's
Wim
not...
Wenders. That's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, okay. No, I like it. Yeah. Go ahead.
Why is it so hot in here? Have you noticed it's really hot in here?
It's hot outside. They're trying to sweat us out. Okay, Paris, Texas is great.
Yeah, Paris, Texas is great. And I'll tell you how the movie opens.
Well, don't say, don't give any.
How it opens, how it opens.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, it's my favorite love story of all time.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
You know what mine is?
What?
Raising Arizona.
Bro. What are you standing for?
I don't know. I thought we were...
what are you standing for?
You stood up. I stood up. No, I thought we were going to hug or kiss or fight.
No, that scared the fuck out of me. I wanted to fuck you just now.
I know. I was going to kiss you, but I came too hot.
Yeah, that was really hot.
I came in too hot. Aggressive. I got to work on that.
You
got
to slow. Let me do it again, right?
Go ahead.
This is how you should have done it, right?
Well, no, let's
see. Raising Arizona.
Well, you know what my favorite love story is?
What?
Raising Arizona.
You're
too hot. I'm coming in too hot. Damn, I got to learn how to do this.
Wait, do it. Right.
How is that balancing on
the
table?
Can you do it with your face first?
Yeah, sorry.
Try it with your face, right?
All right, yeah, my bad.
So try it with your face first and then slowly maybe get up.
Okay, here.
Right? But don't be so like aggressive.
Well, you know what my favorite love story is?
What?
Raising Arizona.
Right, okay.
It is such a good movie.
Yeah, yeah. It really is good.
Nathan Arizona, sell you some furniture.
Have you seen that movie?
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah, what is it about?
It's about a family who lives in Arizona.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a comedy skit?
It is
a comedy skit, right? And then what is it that's just the premise about, though?
They go...
Don't pick at your cheese pie plate.
They
Focus. Go...
They go... they go to school.
They go
or
to
they
school.
Go to work, the adults, and... Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's also true. What's the big thing that happens in the movie? What do they do? What do these two do in the movie? They get a...
They get in prison.
They get in prison. Prison.
That's right.
That's
because
right.
You saw the photo.
That's right. They get in prison.
That's very nice.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm glad you like that.
One of my favorites of all time.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. What's
your next? Are you a Coen Brothers fan?
Yeah. What the fuck? What haven't they made that I like? That I don't like? I mean, I don't think I've disliked any of their movies.
Like even Barton Fink?
Sure, it's fine.
It's fine. It's weird.
I like it because it's quirky. It's not something I'm going to watch again.
Hudsucker Proxy.
Fine.
Fine. Yeah, fine. But then they have like Country of...
No Country of Old Men.
Yeah. Oh my God.
One of the best movies of all time. Yeah.
Fargo?
Come on.
Oh!
Give me a fucking
one of the best.
Okay, well, there's a caveat.
Yeah.
Fargo, the TV show, I loved as much as I love the fucking movie.
Here's the thing. I've never seen it.
What?
Everyone tells me to watch it.
Holy fuck.
And I go, I love the movie so much.
No, dude, you would love. Have you seen the TV show, Drace?
Yeah.
How good is it?
It's incredible.
It's fucking, look at me, fucking incredible.
Right,
you've seen Fargo, right?
Yes.
Right? Remember, what happens in that pilot episode of Fargo, the TV show?
The father shits himself.
Shits himself. It's unreal, dude. You have to see it, Bobby. It's so good. and on the heels of that, he shits himself. And then what happened? Remember what his mother does then when she finds out?
The mom makes it into a pie.
It makes it into a pie, the shit?
The shit.
Wow.
It's a shit pie. That's like
sounds really good.
The pilot episode is called Eat Shit Pie.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Bob.
So really.
Holy fuck.
Because everyone tells me to watch it.
It was one of my favorite shows.
I refuse.
It was so, it's so
every
good.
Season.
I mean, particularly the first.
Is that the one Billy Bob Thornton's in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Particularly the first. That being said, they were all really fucking good.
But I'll tell you about my Billy Bob Thornton, though.
Well, you don't like that he kissed
No, the Canadian radio show.
Oh, what? What about the Canadian? I don't know.
You know what happened, right?
No.
But the Canadian radio... Yeah, you do.
What?
You don't know about the Canadian radio show?
Should I? I don't know. I'm lost.
All right, so he's in a band, right? He's in a live band, right?
Correct, yeah.
And they're opening up for Willie Nelson in Canada.
They were, yeah.
Right, so Billy Bob Thornton is on a radio show. That's on YouTube, right? You can see it, uh-huh. Right? And I guess before the interview, he tells the...
I remember.
Then why did you make me even...
You just clicked it into my brain.
Well, he tells the DJ... Don't bring up that.
Don't
I'm,
bring up acting.
I'm an actor.
Right.
Right. Which is so fucking dumb.
Yeah. That's how we know.
That's
you.
That's how we know you, fucking idiot. Right. And you're good at it.
One of the best.
And you're a good musician. One has nothing to do with the other.
They can both exist.
They can exist.
Right.
Right. So as soon as he brings, in the beginning, he opens with it.
Yeah.
He's a great actor, right?
Loses
And as
it.
Soon as Billy Bob Thornton just shuts down.
Yeah, dude.
And won't answer any questions.
He's such a dick.
Right?
Yeah.
And he starts talking about random things. Like, he's asked a direct question. He talks about, like, toys that he grew up, you mean, owning,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And ever since then, I was just kind of like.
You lost respect for him.
Yeah.
That's not a cool move to me. It's just not cool.
For that I disrespected him?
No, no, no. What he did. It's just, no, you don't do that.
It's weird.
Also, by the way, you didn't want to do radio? Don't fucking do it then.
Yeah.
If you're above it, don't fucking do it. Why'd you show up?
Yeah.
You didn't have to. You could have said, you know, we're not really doing radio interviews.
But you know
right
what
now.
Ended up happening, right?
Uh-uh.
He got kicked off the tour.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Good. Well, that's what you get for being a fucking asshole.
No, well, fuck this guy.
Yeah, see, I like that. That's what you get. You can't just be a dick like that to people.
And yeah.
By the way, he's a fucking a radio DJ. He's just doing his job.
Yeah.
He's doing his job. He wasn't like taking a shot at you.
That's why I love that's why I love the internet and stuff, because of the fact that, number one, you can see stuff like that.
Yeah.
And number two, it's like, also, now you have other people. There's a new dimension of fame. There's, you know, you have now influencers. So, you know, you have people that are big in TikTok. You have YouTube. There's different forms of entertainment out there. And it lessens the power of the top.
You're right.
Do you feel it?
It also gives way to other powers.
Right.
Right. Like, other things start to grow.
And people feel it, I think, on the top. When,
for
you
sure.
know, before, like, somebody, I remember one time when I first moved to LA, I was over, there was the Chinese Man Theater.
Yeah.
I was there walking around in that area. This is before they turned it into the Kodak Theater, right? So I was walking around right there, and I see two men in suits, black suits,
mm-hmm.
and I think they were black. Right?
Okay.
And they wore sunglasses at night. And in between them was Bruce Willis. They're walking.
Just chilling on Hollywood.
No, they're just walking. Oh. They're going from somewhere to walk. They're walking. And I remember, like, those people were, like, stunned.
Yeah.
I mean, people were, like,
frozen.
Because, you know what I mean? It's Bruce Willis!
Yeah, it's insane.
Right? That's it's fucking Bruce Willis! Right? That's what I was like. Right? I was just, right, frozen, bro. Right now, if I saw Bruce Willis, like, what's up? I mean, I don't give a fuck.
Hey, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say, hey, dude.
Yeah, he probably still walks with the two bodyguard. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
But he doesn't. They don't have that type. Like, back in the day, I know there's one. Like, back in the, remember the Beatles? You remember the Beatles?
No.
The band.
No, it's not ringing a bell.
What do you mean? The Beatles, right?
No, the band.
The band, the Beatles.
What do you mean the
band? The rock band. The Beatles.
The Beatles, the band. What the fuck are you talking about? The Beatles, the band?
Yesterday.
What?
Let it be.
The Monkees. That's the Monkees.
No, shut the fuck. All right, that's funny. That's funny. Now you're making me sweat more. But remember, like, the Beatles would, like, just show up anywhere. And the city would faint.
Girls would light themselves on fire.
Yeah.
In the street.
Like, those monks in Vietnam. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Indian style, right. I mean, they would, like, you know
what
I mean?
It was insane.
Yeah. They would, like, they'd be in a car. Ringo, everyone would be in a car, right?
Right.
And against the window is just women's vaginas just smeared against it. Yeah. Like, you're at some sort of, like, Chinese, like, you know what I mean? Aqua, you know what I mean? Aquarium or something. Right? Right?
Just vaginas
vagina
smearing
against
the bus. Right. Yeah.
I mean,
They're bigger than big.
That no longer.
Now there's no band.
If
like
you're
that.
A 12-year-old girl and you see Harry Styles.
Well, they lose their fucking minds.
They lose their minds.
Yeah.
But it's still not like, you
well,
know what I mean?
Not,
I'll die. I'll die.
Right.
To meet them.
It's not I'll jump off this building just to see Paul McCartney.
Yeah, they used to do that. Yeah.
I know. That is crazy. And today, like, my first celebrity sighting was Tom Selleck at an airport.
Yeah.
With my dad.
When? How old are you?
I must have been like 10.
Yeah. And then what'd you do?
Lost absolutely batshit bonkers.
Yeah.
And my dad, of course, embarrassingly, he goes, "Hey, Tom Selleck."
No,
I swear to God.
No.
Tom Selleck turned and he just went like this. And I was like,
"No,
Dad, why would you do that?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tom Selleck's going to hate us now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like, but also, no offense, Tom Selleck wasn't like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not like one of the greatest actors of all time. But like, to me, I was like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
The guy from Mr. Baseball. Is right there.
Oh my God.
It blew my fucking mind.
Yeah, and you think about it, that's like the highlight of your year.
Oh, on the airplane, I was like, this guy from Mr. Fucking Baseball. I couldn't believe it.
Right, right, right.
I was like, he goes to airports.
Yeah.
Fucking, they all
my mom's the opposite. My mom, so my mom doesn't know anybody.
Right.
She doesn't know anything.
That's awesome.
Right? And I brought her to the Comedy Store once.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, this is my friend Andrew. Not you, but some other guy. Andrew, right? Nice my guy. Mom goes, hugs her, hugs this guy, right? And he goes, she goes, do you work here? Right? It was Dice. Yeah, I work here.
I mean, he does.
Yeah, but my brother, my mom has no idea.
Yeah, but that's great. That's so much better.
So much better.
She doesn't know many people either.
No.
She doesn't know anybody. We could bring in someone so fucking famous. It wouldn't even. Who's the most famous person that would actually impress you?
Harry Styles.
See? Look at that.
Harry Styles. Yeah.
Who else?
At 19, you still have that?
Yeah.
It's so funny because.
Her face.
Because, you know, Ben Winston is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He basically discovered Harry Styles.
Yeah.
And when I was doing that fucking talk show, right? This is before the pandemic.
Yeah, what, on Corden?
What? No, it was not that talk show. I was doing that game show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember
that? Yeah, of course.
And Ben produced it.
Yeah.
And we were in my dressing room, and Ben walked in, remember? Yeah. And I know the connection. So in my head, I was just like, because we would have done another season without the pandemic.
Yeah.
And my goal was, right, to get them to meet.
Oh.
That was my goal. It just never happened.
But I'm going to his concert.
Oh, when? They're putting on a show?
If it opens. September.
September.
Harry Styles was in One Direction and he broke away.
Mm.
But did they break up or they're never going to do it again? Is that what it is?
They shouldn't.
Yeah, they broke
They're up. Better without each other.
I have to say, though,
uh-huh.
Because I'm a snob.
Yeah.
His first solo album.
Was what?
Real good.
It was? Okay.
And I have to admit that.
After that, did he fall off?
The other album is okay. There's some catchy poppy, you know, kind of stuff.
Why do you say like you're embarrassed about it? Watermelon Sugar, right?
You said that.
You were saying that?
Because, you know, I grew up with, you know.
Oh, stop it. Please. Don't make me fucking.
No, but you grew up with the Stones, right?
Yeah, but there's great rock bands that still exist.
Yeah, but it's like as good as Exile on Main Street, an album? Come on. You listen to the fucking White Album. The
I know,
Beatles.
But that's to you. I don't know who they are. That's to you.
And,
that's to you, Big, is the way that Harry Styles is to her.
When you listened to the White Album, right? Yeah. Every song
is a
household. Everyone knows
I know,
that
but
music.
Because I think they didn't write it. I think they stole a lot of that stuff. I wholeheartedly believe that. I don't believe they made fucking 50 number one hits. I think they stole a lot of music. I do. I really do. I think
You're
they stole
so
a lot of.
Stupid.
You think they just made that up? They stole a lot.
You
of
had
it.
Two, even three, right?
They had scouts going out listening to other people's stuff, and they were stealing.
If you listen to Paul McCartney's, like
they were
his
the Robin
first...
Williams of music. You thought it was all his stuff, didn't
and
you?
How much time have we done? You're really making me mad right now, man.
Oh, because I'm saying that the Beatles didn't write all their own shit. I know they stole stuff. They stole.
They didn't steal anything, man.
Thieves.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Thieves.
You stole.
From who?
Bill Burr's essence.
I'm so, such a loser. Oh, and then, but,
yeah, his essence.
Well, you tried to steal Ken Jeong's, but
I was before him.
Well, how is he so further along?
He's just more talented.
Correct.
That's obvious.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't come at me.
It didn't hurt. What you just said didn't hurt me. It
didn't hurt me, the Bill Burr thing at all. I'm just going to give
did.
I'm going to give you
it,
the same
You got
heat.
Defensive, bitch. You got defensive,
when
bitch.
When you make fun of me.
You're so sensitive.
I'm going to make fun of you.
What? It did, but what you did didn't hurt me.
The Bill Burr didn't hurt me either. You just said a bad joke about me, so I said a bad joke about
right,
you.
Right, but no, but if you would have done the Ken Jeong first to me, I wouldn't have brought it back to you because it would just deflect.
Sure you would.
Nah.
By the way, you started this war. Don't
There's
be
no
mad
war.
Because I brought weapons.
There's no war.
No, but when you made fun of me, of course I just hit you back. I hit you back.
You're trying to egg me on by saying that the Beatles didn't write their own fucking music.
Speaking of an egg.
Right?
No, the Beatles, I do believe that they probably begged and borrowed and stole some of that stuff.
That's so stumped up. Anyway, let's move on.
How can you say that that's not, why wouldn't that be true? What do you know that, how do you know that that's not true?
Because, I'll tell you why, because number one.
Did Elvis steal?
No, but some of his music was co-written by
a
other
lot
people.
Of it was taken from other people. Taken.
Let's move on.
Many people in the black community have said that he has stolen black music, not just the essence of black music. He has literally stolen music from other artists.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't say anything about it.
Okay.
And you think the Beatles couldn't have that power?
Nope.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I wholeheartedly believe that they're thieves. They're thieves.
Okay.
They're thieves.
All right. We were going into a nice movie thing.
It was fine.
You know what I mean?
And also, I'll say this.
What?
Paul McCartney is a hypocrite. He's fucking poo-poo full of shit. Him and his wife started like an anti-drug movement campaign. His whole fucking career was made on drugs. He's a fucking turd. Shut up, Paul McCartney.
Dude, if you... Let me say something right now.
Shut up.
If Paul McCartney walked in here right now...
Wouldn't give a fuck.
Are you being real?
Wouldn't give a fuck.
Are you being fucking real right now?
Because the real genius of the Beatles died a long time ago.
Who? John?
Who?
John Lennon.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, the real genius of the Beatles. It was already dead.
God, you're so dumb, dude.
Paul McCartney. Don't do drugs, kids. Don't do drugs.
Did you listen to
your whole fucking career was drugs. Who the fuck are you? Lucy in the fucking sky with diamonds? You made a fucking album called Yellow Submarine. Yeah. Your whole shit was drugs.
He didn't write those songs.
That's
sometimes
right.
Sometimes they co-write songs.
So
he wrote Let It Be.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. He wrote Yesterday.
I love Paul McCartney. I'm actually the biggest Beatles fan.
Are you being real?
Yeah, that was a good bit.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Well, I think for me, that because it didn't happen for me.
What didn't happen?
Like, for me, it's like I wanted, when we first do comedy, right? We go, you get in the rocket ship, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You're right. Like, all right, and then, 3, 2, 1.
Apollo 13.
It doesn't shoot, right? Yeah. And then you sit in the rocket ship for a decade.
Yeah.
You're trying to press the buttons. Like,
well, how does this work?
Yeah, you call NASA, hey, I think it's broken, right? And then we're working on it, right? It's not, and then at one point, they just pry you out of the fucking machine.
Right. You're in the wrong rocket ship.
You're no longer an astronaut. Right. So then you're like now back in your car driving home. Right. And then 3 years later they go, get back in.
Yeah.
Right.
We fixed it.
It doesn't work. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like he got in and it's now in a different fucking solar system.
Yep.
Right. It's just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm the fucking greatest. Right. And it's like, we're still on Earth.
Rocket ships are cool.
For me, it's like I'm, you know what? I'm on a hot air balloon. I'm in a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
Right?
What am I? It, what am I in?
It just
slowly. It's going up. It's going up.
I'm 60 almost. This is me.
And then sometimes,
I'm barely off the ground.
And sometimes the helium gets out. And you have to work really hard to fire it up again.
Yeah. That's fucking me.
You know what I am?
What?
Those little prop planes that fly right below the so you don't have to have oxygen, but just hoping no one shoots me down out of the sky.
Oh, before the Wright brothers, there were people that tried to like invent flight.
That's me.
With the weird fucking.
That's me. Sure, begging to stay. Just begging to stay afloat.
Yeah.